This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is like Wall Street developed a sensitive test instrument to detect movement in Federal Reserve stimulus policy, even at one parts per billion. We'll have more nuance on the future of the Fed's bond buying program in just a moment. But first, let's do the numbers 21 minutes into trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 16 points, a 10th percent. The S&P 500 up a fraction. The NASDAQ Composite Index is right now up 2-tenths percent. The 10-year bond yield is at 2.63%. Now let's get an overview from Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial in Pittsburgh. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
All these corporate profit reports that come out this time of year have to be guiding people's thinking about the economy.
Absolutely. And the direction of the market. We're just at the very beginning of earnings season. The last couple of weeks, the market's really been trading off of the economic data, particularly the jobs data, and somewhat ignoring the rise in interest rates. But now the eyes of the market will be directly on earnings in a variety of different industries, financials, technology, retail. That's going to be more about, you know, how they manage expenses. Probably won't be a lot of what's called top line or revenue growth. So the way you get your bottom line to grow is through productivity and managing expenses. And I think that's where some of that profitability will come, even though the economy grew fairly slowly again in the second quarter.
Now, market players are also on what I would call turgid prose alert. We're waiting for the minutes of the Fed's last meeting. It tends not to be scintillating reading, but it's important stuff, right? The minutes are coming out later today.
Yes. I mean, we heard Chairman Bernanke in his press conference a couple weeks ago, immediately after that meeting, that sort of was the proximate cause of the run-up in interest rates, as the Fed said its bond buying program, so-called quantitative easing, is going to start tapering probably in the fourth quarter and maybe be over by this time next year. And I think the markets overreacted somewhat to that. So in the minutes, you'll probably hear that, you know, some FOMC members didn't agree with the chairman. One in particular dissented, Jim Bullard of St. Louis, but I'm sure unnamed other members of the FOMC may have said it could be a bit premature to talk about tapering or quantitative easing with the economy still growing below the Fed's desired target, and definitely inflation a lot lower than the 2% target that the Fed is shooting for.
Our favorite Pittsburgh Pirates fan and chief economist at PNC Financial, Stuart Hoffman, thank you very much.
Go Bucks.